Blog Talk Radio. Lord.
Praise the Lord. Welcome back to Let's Talk Real Talk. It's been a while. Me and Lovely, it's been, I've been taking a break, going through some things, doing some things. Lovely's been doing her own thing. But it's good that we're back together again. And
amen.
We are going, hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey, Lovely. I'm good. I'm good.
Girl,
I'm good.
You.
I'm good.
You're good. Well, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to be back on our show one more time. The devil is defeated. We are taking kingdom authority tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a day. Can I say what a day? But the enemy is defeated. We are on. We give God praise. Hallelujah.
That's right. Yes, he is good.
I said, me and you tonight, I'm going to do this.
I know that's right. You know what? Because one thing about it is that regardless how many it is in number, the word of God and everything that God has given us charge over still has to go forth. You know.
Amen.
And it's amazing because, you know, when God sees that, sometimes, you know, we get discouraged and we start looking at the numbers and things like that. But, you know, God is so awesome because when we walk in obedience, he is so pleased with that. And so, you know, I'm like this. Okay, if it's one on the line, if it's two on the line, or if it's 20 or 200, we still going to do what God tells us to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I truly believe that because if we're doing it in the name of Jesus, it shouldn't be about the number. It's about obedience. And that's the key thing. And sometimes we lose sight of that because we want to be heard. We want to be seen. But God said it's not about that. It's about the bottom line. Are you going to obey me? If you love me, you're going to obey me regardless of if you're not being seen or heard. You're going to obey me. Amen.
Right.
Love me. You want to present?
Yes. Father, we just come before you, just giving you glory, honor, and praise today, tonight. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. You are such an awesome God. You are such a marvelous God. You're such a wonderful God, and we just love you on tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, Lord God, for what's going to transpire on tonight. We thank you for keeping us in our right minds today. Father, in spite of the challenges, Father God, we go forth in the name of Jesus with the power and the authority that you have given us, Father God. So we walk in faith and not fear, Father God. We're not dismayed by any faces. We're not moved by what's happening around us, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are our strength, you are our joy, and you are our Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So we dare not try to understand and perform surgery on everything, Father God. We just let you have your perfect will and your perfect way, and we'll be mindful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to just operate through your vessels.
Hallelujah.
Your vessels tonight, your vessels. We are your vessels, God. And so do what you need to do. Do what you want to do. We just throw our hands up and we surrender to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just surrender to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, he is. He's an awesome God.
He's so good, and I'm so happy to have you in my corner. I'm going to tell you why. I'm happy to have you in my corner because when I want to shrink back, you push me.
Amen.
Because sometimes when we are tired, we just came from work. I just came from work a little while ago, and I had a hard day. But then I remember. Mm-hmm. When you said it, but God said you don't cancel. Then you said we're not going to cancel, and we have to exercise kingdom authority. I have to speak to my own self and put myself in line and take the authority over my flesh. I got to tell my flesh, get in line with what God's will is. You know, because the flesh don't want to act right; it wants to do what it wants. So, and I know that our listeners know, and I know that you know, that it fights against the things of God. It's always war between the flesh and the spirit. Because the flesh does not want to submit or yield, and that's why we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us to submit and yield. And all week, God was talking about me about taking authority, going in my job, taking authority, coming into my house, taking authority. And he gave me a scripture. I don't know if you want to go first, Lovey, but he
no,
gave
Lovey,
me
go
a
ahead.
Scripture in Luke 9:1-2, saying, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils, cure diseases, and he set them to preach the kingdom of God." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not even finished, but my iPad just went bonkers. "And to heal the sick." Then he gave me Mark 13:34. "Tell us, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the potter to watch." My God, if we only knew what we have. The Bible says we have power, authority, what? To overcome all devils. Not only that, to cure diseases. Come on. And he set them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. I don't see too much of that going on. I know that we are supposed to do greater work, but I find that we are less than what the Bible says. I'm not talking about everyone, but I'm saying most Christians that I deal with, I find that we don't know who we are. And when we think about having a king inside of us, having the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus died and gave us power and authority. We are supposed to move in authority. But what happens, lovely, is that we sometimes let our circumstances, our problems, the attack of the enemy, because our minds have not yet been transformed. We don't recognize that we are a king's kid and we can see the atmosphere. Yes, it might not happen right away, but if we constantly speak the word of God into the atmosphere, command the demons to cease their maneuver. I know, and we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers in high places. Governors also. We don't realize that there's forces behind people, how people act towards us sometimes, how people treat us. That's sometimes demonic activity, and we take it on the person, and we back up from people, not knowing that it's the demons that's at work.
Right.
But we don't take authority. What do? We stand down. We don't want to talk to people. We don't want to deal with people. Oh, she's so annoying. He's so annoying. Not knowing the force behind the person. We got to sometimes wonder, what's really going on with this little chick here, or this guy right here, real talk? What's really going on? Is it an attack of the enemy, or is it just them? And then when we find with discernment that they're infiltrated by a spirit, is ministering to them and talking to them, instead of backing up from them, we should take authority. Now, I know that you can't do deliverance unless a person is willing. But you can quiet those demons. You can take authority over those demons and tell them, back up.
Right.
This is a child of God. Come on now. If the person comes in your house and they're acting a fool, you can take kingdom authority because it has been given to us. It's like when you become a policeman, what happens? You go through training. They give you a badge and a gun, right, to take authority over things that is wrong. And you get that training. And we also have a badge and a gun. Our badge and a gun. The Bible is our gun. We can shoot the devil with it.
The badge
is that we got Jesus. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
We have
our
weapons that we should use. And that's fasting and praying. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and our faith. Because we cannot do these things unless we believe. We've got to get to a place in our life, including me, where I believe what God says. I want to not be like I used to be, where I have childlike faith, where God can speak, and I believe, and I act on it, and I don't care what nobody else says. I think when I don't become a people pleaser and people put in doubt in my mind and saying things about me, and then I just react and I withdraw from doing the will of God, when I can exercise my kingdom authority, come on now, fear stops us from exercising the kingdom authority. Fear and doubt and unbelief, because we don't just believe. Say, God says, I'm going to do something for you. And we don't see it manifest right away. Here God comes, unbelief. Instead of speaking to unbelief, we sit down and have conversations with unbelief. When the enemy says, it can't be done. You see, Lonnie, you don't have any money. You can't do that. Or, Angela, how you gonna open a branch here or a branch there? You don't got no money. But see, it is not what I have. It's what my Father has.
Right,
he's going to supply. He has already supplied what I need to fulfill his plan. But all Angela has to do is to walk in it and speak life over my situation. We don't do that. We tend to shrink back when we see with our natural eyes that things are not going our way. When things are not going the way that we think it should go, what happens? We become useless. When I say useless, meaning we withdraw, we get sad, we get depressed, things ain't going my way. Oh, God, did you really say we become unstable in our thinking because yet our mind has not been transformed? In order to perform all these things, we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. We have to do it as it says in Romans 12, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And that's our reasonable service. And the most thing we have to do is get our minds transformed. We have to change our filthy thinking that we cannot go anywhere. We can't accomplish this. And we have to change that and have the mindset that with God, I can do all that he says I can do. Now, see, I'm not going to appoint myself to be an apostle. I'm not going to appoint myself to be a bishop. I'm not going to appoint myself to be a prophet and then start to think that I'm going to operate in that. But when I submit it, have my mind transformed, then I can test what God's perfect will is. So when I find out his perfect will, I can use my kingdom authority to get where I need to get. Instead of allowing the external, and the devil to hinder my walk. And we tend to do that by allowing the enemy space. See, when someone comes in your space, when I'm at work and people come in my space, I feel uncomfortable. I don't want people in my space. So it's not that I'm not a people to do my work and like it's good sometimes to have people talking to you, but I like to work. So we should not allow the enemy to have that much access to us. And what happens is that we allow him to speak to us. We allow him to minister to us by saying things that are negative instead of us taking the kingdom authority and speaking to that devil. And, not only in church jumping and shouting, but in our home, in our workplace, and telling that devil to back up off of me. Because I know who I am.
Right,
I have to establish and know who I am before I can exercise my kingdom authority. If you don't know who you are and don't know what you possess, you ain't going anywhere, and you're not going anywhere. The devil will trample you. Come on, all this stuff, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and we don't believe. We have to get in the place where we just believe what God says, and I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it sniffs like, I don't care. I'm standing on the promises of God. Yes, I'm going to cry. Yes, I'm going to. Because weeping may endure for the night. We as believers are going to go through. We are going to have trouble. Come on, we are in warfare. You can either be in warfare sitting down chilling watching TV. You can either be in warfare sitting stuffing your face. Or you can get up and be counted and use your weapons to defeat your enemy. And your enemy is not flesh and blood. So we don't get it twisted that my sister and my brothers are not my enemy. My enemy is those governors, those principalities, and those powers that after my anointed and after my soul. And he does not want us to accomplish anything. So here, Jesus called his disciples, and the same authority, 12 have, we have.
Wow.
We have kingdom authority, but we don't use it like we should. I'm not saying go around always being ghostbusters. We have a life, and we got to live our lives, and there's a time and place for everything. But don't allow the enemy to feed you negativity. Don't allow people to just treat you any old how. If you see it, call it like a spade. I ain't saying to go up in people's faces and say, you devil, because people do that. I'm talking about when you recognize there's a devil. You don't have to be in the person's face. You can speak a word. You have that authority because you know what? You have the same authority and the same actions that Jesus had. So you can speak to that situation. Keisha could be upstairs in her bedroom, and I could notice a spirit inactive in her life, or speaking to her, I could speak to that spirit. You don't always have to go on people's face, but you have to exercise kingdom authority, and we have to get to that place where we know who we are, know what our weapons are, and exercise what we have. Stop allowing the devil to steal your joy. And we're good at that. Stop allowing the devil to steal our peace. Stop allowing the devil to steal things from us. Do you know that we will allow one incident? Listen, until you get mature in the Lord, even mature people sometimes slack it up. People can say one thing, and I say this before on the show, one thing, prophetess. Prophetess, one thing, and that one thing can steal your joy all day long. And the enemy will come, and you will think it's your thinking, and he can rehearse it and tell you over and over again. And you'll be sitting and you'll be crying. You don't understand the pain and soul severe because that person said one thing to hurt your little feelings. And what just happened? The enemy just stole your joy, stole your peace. Mm-hmm. Come on. And what is so amazing that we, as children of God, the world didn't give us that joy, and the world didn't give us our peace. So the world should be able to take it away. But we give it away.
Mm-hmm.
We give it away. Instead of saying, listen, back up here. See, today, my friends were joking around. You know, I always bring in things. My friends were joking around, and they said something that blew my mind, and I knew it was an attack of the enemy. I gave her a hug, and she's going to be rude. And she said, ooh, I hope you will not get it. I said, what?
Oh, wow.
And the Lord said to me, don't get it twisted. In other words, keep it calm because I'm about to go off. Because I know who I am. But I knew it was an attack. So do you know what I did? I handled it spiritually. And before the day was out, she was back talking to me. We were talking because I could have lost my ever-loving mind and freak out because I don't play that. But I listened to the Holy Spirit. I humbled myself, and I attacked it spiritually as I'm sitting in my desk because they were laughing, and I didn't think it was funny. So I set things in the atmosphere, collect things, and speak in the atmosphere, and the atmosphere changed.
Right.
I have a gift that I never thought I was going to have, and that's a gift of having a bar, spiritual and saved. So what I did is went in his office and I said what they said, and he said, the devil is a liar. I find that in the name of Jesus. You see, I never thought that I would experience that. Because two can touch anything on earth, it shall be done. And when we come together, the enemy doesn't want us to come together. He doesn't want us to be in unisex, unified in the body as friends. Doubly, let me tell you, Prophetess, if the enemy knows that you and I are supposed to be connected and to be used of God, let me tell you, there is war going on. And that's why we got to stay mindful that of the will and the purpose of God, and allow God to minister to us and not allow the enemy, because he will find little things to irritate me about you. I know how it operates, and vice versa, so that there will be division. So when you notice the division, don't attack the person. Or if the person says something, attack the spirit that's causing the division.
Right.
Making sense, Lori?
That's true. That's true.
We got to do that. And we got to truly know. Gear up in our armor every day. Get ready for battle. And as I said, you could either be in this battle watching TV, or you are going to take up your equipment, your war gear, and you are ready for battle. Because can I say this to y'all? Because the time that you open up your eyes, there is something that's waiting for you. Doubt, fear, unbelief. Because if you ever went to bed and you had a bill on your mind, guess what? When you sometimes get up, you still have that bill on your mind, and anxiety might happen. I know it happened to me, real talk. I don't know if you would admit it would happen to you. It happened to me before. So now what am I going to do when anxiety is in my face in the morning?
Right.
Am I going to shrink back and receive anxiety and feel down and feel depressed? Or am I going to exercise my kingdom authority and check that spirit at the door?
Right.
What am I going to do? Because if I refuse to check the spirit at the door, meaning outside my house, you can't operate up in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I refuse to, it's going to plague me and bug me all day.
Right.
So I have to, and let me go on. You step in and say some things. You know how we do it. It's getting late. So I'll love to hear from you.
Everything that you were just speaking about, that is so true. You know, we have to learn how to take authority over what comes in our minds, into our thoughts, what we allow to take residence. Because it's so easy sometimes, you know, when we're going through certain things, it's, you know, if we're not really planted in the Word of God, one thing, just like you said, you know, the one thing can trigger that thing. And if we're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, I'm telling you, it will trigger something for the day, you know, if we don't take hold of that thing for the whole day. Yeah, and we'll find ourselves thinking about that thing, I mean, over and over and over again, you know. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants us to be distracted. I was just listening as the Lord had gave me the scripture in Philippians 4. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I started thinking about, you know, that scripture right there, it gets me every time, because, you know, sometimes when we are going through things, you know, the enemy does try to come in and try to plant seeds, you know, and then we start thinking about it. It's like you were talking about that thing with anxiety, you know what I mean? The enemy would try to come in and try to plant seeds. That's when we go back to knowing, not just knowing who we are, but who we belong to. And so, yes, we know who we are, and we know exactly who we belong to, and God has given us that authority. But if we're scared to walk in that authority, all we have is authority. And so we're just a bunch of folks walking around with authority and not using it, you know. And when
That's
we use
right.
that authority, it is not to glorify ourselves. It is to glorify God. Because if we start
using that authority
in our own mind, in our own senses, we can't get nothing done. It's just like telling somebody to pray for you who's got a jacked up spirit. If that person's spirit is jacked up and we're asking them to pray for us, how do we think those prayers are going to go? It's not going to reach anywhere. And so we have to be mindful of those things, you know. We have to be really mindful of the authority that we have operated in us. It's just like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, God has given us, Jesus left us with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit. But if we don't activate the Holy Spirit in our life every single day, I mean every day, as soon as we wake up, as soon as I open our eyes, if we don't activate the Holy Spirit every day, He's just that gift that is just sitting there. And that's when the anxiety starts to creep in, and that's when people start talking crazy, you know, and it start hitting us some type of way. But you know what? I'm so thankful to God that He is so full of grace and full of mercy, that even when we might, you know, get a little moved by that situation, we can go right back and say, you know what, God? I was really tripping. I let that thing get to me. Lord, please forgive me. Now get me back on right track. Get me back on right track, because I was about to say some things. I was about to act a fool. I was about to react. You know what I mean? But because of God's grace and because of His mercy, He know that we are still growing. He know that, you know, we're going to have some situations sometimes where we need to come back and say, okay, God, I need you to help me. But that's what He's there for. He's there for us to ask Him for help, because we can't do anything by ourselves. We can't do anything on our own. And so when we start when we just start, you know, dealing with certain things and certain situations, and especially when it comes to our mind, as you said, you know, our mind, and like the Bible said, and as you spoke of, that's awesome, because that's what the Holy Spirit gives me, that scripture as well. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds have
yes.
to be renewed every single day, every day,
that's
because
right.
some of the stuff, you know, that we go through, some of the stuff that we see, some of the stuff that we hear, that we witness, it is unbelievable. And, you know, when it comes from, especially brothers and sisters in Christ, we're like, wow, how did they even dig down in themselves that deep to even allow that to come out of their mouths, or either to act that way, you know, or either respond that way, you know? And so we're moved by that sometimes, and we're shocked by it, but we know the times that we are living in. And so even with that, God says, he wants us to walk in the kingdom. Authority, not just any authority, because anybody can walk
kingdom.
In authority. I mean, and they, yes,
right.
He wants us to walk in kingdom authority. There's a difference in walking in authority and kingdom authority. We can have authority all over our jobs as bosses, supervisors, and managers, but we need kingdom authority in order for the instructions that God gives us to be implemented in that workplace. If we are walking in our assignments and our minds are being transformed and we're being renewed and we're walking in kingdom authority, we can do, my God, we can do some awesome things when it comes to the body of Christ. And just like you were saying with the with your supervisor, it's amazing that how he just, you know, he just began to flow with the word of God. Now, if he had been one of the world, you know, carnal thinking, carnal mind, and he would have said something else, you know what I mean, you might would have had to battle with that thing a little bit more. But because the two of you were
right.
in agreement with the word of God, that thing passed by, you know, and God was glorified. You know, and it may not have been seen, but the angels of heaven was rejoicing. Why? Because two of you were
Amen.
In that place. And so when we start thinking authority, we can't just think any kind of authority. We have to be,
kingdom.
We have to think kingdom,
kingdom
authority. Yes, everything is about kingdom. I don't care what we do. It's about kingdom.
That's
because
right.
we never know when God is going to send someone our way or allow us to go through a situation where we experience ourselves or have to hold somebody's hand and walk them through a situation. If we're just thinking, you know, our own thoughts, and we're just thinking our own fleshly thoughts and our own carnal thoughts, we can't help them, let alone help ourselves. And so when we're transformed, when our minds are transformed, and when we're rejoicing in the Lord, you know, God is not going to give more on us. He's not going to put more on us than we can bear. When we start realizing that no matter, it doesn't matter what we go through, it doesn't matter what we experience in this life, we can rejoice. Rejoice, not just be happy, but we can rejoice. And then it doesn't matter what comes our way. We're going to do, you know, we have the authority to speak the word of God through our prayer. We have the authority to speak the word of God, just thanking him in all situations. You know, we oftentimes we want to thank God. Oh, Lord, thank you for the blessing. You know, I have found to thank him for the challenge, because through the challenge is where our character is built, is where our integrity is built. And then when we
Amen.
See the blessings begin to manifest itself, that's a higher praise right there, you know. But it's just that when we go through certain things, God wants to know, can we still walk in the kingdom authority when we're being hit from the left, and when we're being hit from the light and from the right, and when we're hit from the front and the back? Can we still walk in that kingdom authority? Can our mind still be focused on him? Can we still say praises unto him and glorify him when we're going through those things? We have to learn how to speak the word of God over every situation, not just speak it, but speak it with kingdom authority. We have a lot of people out here, just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They
That's
exist.
True.
They still like this in this hour. But God wants to know, you know, he wants us to speak kingdom authority. He wants us to take kingdom authority over every situation that we, you know, that we face. And just because, like you said, just because we don't see it take place, you know, come to pass or come together right then and there, that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. You know, we have to learn how to start to continue to praise God while we wait for the manifestation to take
That's
place.
Right.
And
That's
so
right.
our minds, it's our minds, you know, our minds is like, oh my God, it's like, you know, it's like a seed, a positive seed has to be planted there every single day. And that positive seed is always the word of God. The positive seed is always prayer and exaltation. The positive seed is always the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving unto God. And then, you know, when we start our day like that, it's amazing the authority that we realize that we have. When we start walking, you know, we understand that we're walking, and as we're walking, because we're walking in kingdom authority and we have the anointing, we have the grace of God, the mercy of God on us, we have the favor of God on us, we can really start trampling some serpent's heads. We can be crushing territories while we're still going through some things ourselves. Why? Because we recognize who we belong to, and we recognize that the authority didn't come from the world, just like that joy didn't come from the world. That authority came from Jesus Christ. And so when we allow him to rise up in us every single day, we know that we have that authority to just do whatever God tells us to do and not be so concerned and consumed about what's going on, you know, with other people, whether they're doing what they're supposed to do or not. You know, God is going to convict them for that. You know what I mean? When he tells us to speak on a thing, we have to say, you know what, I don't owe this person an explanation, or I don't owe that person an explanation. Why? Because I have the kingdom authority. I have been given the charge. I have been given the assignment to speak love. I have been given the assignment to speak correction. Yes. I have been given assignment to speak the word of God. I have been given the assignment to speak healing over someone's life. You know what I mean? And so when we recognize more so than anything else who we belong to, we recognize that we have the authority to take charge over our own minds, what's being planted in our own minds. And then when the enemy does try to come our way, like you said, we can cut them down without even, you know what, I ain't playing with you today. Bye. I ain't got time for you today. Bye. You know, and just keep it moving. You know, but sometimes, you know, we allow ourselves to get in that situation where we sit there and have a conversation with him. You know, we might as well just offer him a cup of tea, come on in and chill, if we're going to do all that. You know, but when we recognize that we are people of God, that he has given us the authority, no, you can't have no tea, you can't have no coffee, you can't have no conversation. The only thing I'm giving you is the word of God. You know, you are under my feet. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know, my mind is already transformed. Just continue to, you know, give God his word back to him. And the enemy must flee. You know, his darkness cannot stand in God's light, but we have to allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine in and through us without walking in fear, scared of the authority. So many people, they run from it. Why? Because it takes work. God is just not going to give us the authority just to give it to us. He wants to know, are we going to work? Are we going to work it? Are we going to work the assignments? Are we going to work the ministry? What are we going to do with that authority? Are we just going to sit on it? Or are we going to begin to walk in the earth as ambassadors of Jesus Christ? That's what he wants to know. Amen.
Amen. I like that. I like the word ambassador. That's right. We have to represent. Were you finished, Lovey?
Yeah, Lovey.
Okay. I just wanted to just some of the things that you were saying was just fall right in line with what God was ministering to me. I love it when he does that to both of us. And the battlefield is the mind. Mm-hmm. And when the enemy begins to infiltrate our mind and we get over a chamber of room to our minds to the enemy, after a while, he's going to consume our minds. That's why he's going to use the word of God, the weapons of the word of God, to transform our minds. Like when he says, you're a loser, you got to tell him, I'm not a loser. The Bible says that's the time that you have to use the word that I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And you have to get up and you have to say these things to yourself. So I don't know if any of you all ever got up and you begin to speak positive for that day. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I have kingdom authority. The devil is a liar. And when you begin to speak these things and speak the word of God, you begin to have confidence. Now, here you go. You're ready for battle. Come on now. You pray. You talk to God. See, it's very important that when you get up in the morning to acknowledge, because look, even with the authority, you need guidance, like the prophet just said, that even police officers have people in charge of them. And we should have the Holy Spirit to be in charge of us, to help us use our weapons, to give us direction. Come on, he's the commander and the chief. Not only is he our counselor and our comforter, he's commander. He tells us what to do because he's supposed to lead us to all truth. So when we get up in the morning, we should acknowledge him. Let them know that we're here and we're open to you, Holy Ghost. I'm open to you. I'm open to you for you to minister to me. I'm open to you for you to counsel me. How do I get the Holy Spirit? You get the Holy Spirit when you receive Christ, and you get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit when you keep seeking, you get more of him. You die, and he lives. And just in case somebody says, okay, I don't know what the Holy Spirit is, he is the Spirit of the living God. That after Jesus said it was expediently that I go back. And he said, I'll send you a comforter and a counselor, and I will not leave you alone. You will not be fatherless. He's the Holy Spirit. He's a person. He has feelings and emotions. Don't let nobody say he's just there. He's a power force. No, he's not. When you do things, it grieves him. So therefore, in the morning, you get up and you say good morning to your hubby. You get up and say good morning to your wife. You get up and say good morning to my daughter. When I see my daughter, I either kiss her or I say good morning, baby. I say good morning to my grandbaby. So I have to acknowledge that this person lives inside of me. So I have to acknowledge him because he is going to lead me in my battle for that day. Because listen, you are in a battle. So your mind, because Lord Jesus, this is real talk. You know, we need real talk. It's sometimes the problems and the cares of this world, if you don't got the Holy Spirit, oh, somebody help me. If you don't, I mean it. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, it will drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things come in like a flood. So now things are coming in like a flood. Look, check this out now. My mortgage is due and my light bill is due, and I'm having issues at work. Come on, my kids don't give me the phone. My children acting up. My grandbaby's sick. That's true. My grandbaby's sick, and you know, like, all these things are coming. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that the Holy Spirit should trigger something. He should trigger this word.
Mm-hmm.
He should trigger. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Jesus, remember, daughter, that I will set up a standard against him.
Amen.
So
that's
therefore
right.
Now, I know that I have help. Somebody needs to know that you got help. See, I got people. Not only do I have the Holy Ghost, but I have goodness and mercy in the back of me.
Right.
When I'm conscious that I have help, when I'm conscious that I have kingdom authority, help me, Jesus, because sometimes I forget myself. I have goodness and mercy. I have the Holy Spirit. I got what it takes to make it through that day. And yes, everything is coming in at me as a flood. But then I got to recognize that I have the Holy Spirit to set up a standard. So now I have the Holy Spirit. I see the activity of the enemy. I see the naturalized things happen. Everything is not the enemy, but I see naturalized happening. And if I don't rely on you today, sometimes I say I will lose my mind. So I ask that you would activate in me. You will give me comfort. You will give me counsel. You will help me to deal with these issues. And then he can set up a standing, meaning he's going to allow you to be peaceable in the midst of your turmoil. Because you can be at peace in the midst of turmoil.
Yes.
Sometimes if you check yourself as a child of God, people who really rely on God, when things are happening and this is happening, that's happening, you'll be like, I don't get it. All this is happening, and I still got some peace going on here. What's really going on? What's going on is that the Holy Spirit is not activated in your life. And he's telling you, as a child of God, listen, you don't have to worry about these things. Because if you're seeking the kingdom, the word is activating in my life now. If you're seeking the kingdom and you're doing things according to the way that I want you to go, guess what? Thing else is going to be okay. So I got to stop thinking, I got a feeling that everything's going to be okay, because this is a warfare against the enemy when we believe what God said. When we take his word, when we take his actual, active, living word, come on, it's active, and we apply it to our lives, not only read it, not only recite it, send it in text, send it in Facebook, because we good for sending text, we good for putting things on Facebook, but when it comes to living it,
right,
problem.
It's easy for
anybody to write the word. But what about living word? Living word is a weapon against your enemy. That's actually living in authority.
Right.
Living word is living in the spirit. Come on now. It's not, you don't have to say, what is living in the spirit? Oh my goodness, people say live in the spirit and you will not gratify the desires. Do you know what living in the spirit is? When you have the opportunity to do wrong and contrary to the word of God, you allow the word of God to take you over and you do contrary to what your flesh wants and the word dictates to you, and you do it God's way. You just keep living in the spirit. You living word is you living spirit. Come on.
Amen.
But talking word is not going to get you anywhere. But living it is a weapon against Satan.
Right.
Satan don't mind you rehearsing scriptures. He don't mind you quoting them. He don't mind you reading them in church. And I know that you probably heard this before, but when you begin to live it,
right,
you become a danger to him.
Right. Put it into action. Yeah.
You have to put it into action, and that's taking kingdom authority also, when we use the word of God to be activated in our lives. When we stand up against what is wrong and do what is right in the sight of God, we're exercising our kingdom authority also. Amen?
That's right.
Authority is not only speaking word over you and saying, devil, you're a liar, but living word is a great weapon against the enemy.
Right.
Following Christ and seeking ye first the kingdom is the best thing, one of the best scriptures. You know, one of the best scriptures in the Bible is Matthew 6:33. Mm-hmm. John 3:16. Those scriptures. It should be very important because, listen, if you want to get somewhere in the kingdom, you got to be a kingdom seeker.
You got to be a kingdom seeker. That's right. First.
Not an evangelist seeker. And you know, when you posting all these things about blessings and everybody loves it. But I feel to tell you, if you are not doing what you're supposed to do, those blessings ain't going to catch you.
That's right.
Those blessings aren't going to catch you. Because it says what? The blessings of the Lord will what? Overtake.
They will overtake you. Yeah, that's right.
Overtake you. Come on now. You just walking down, you just giving God praise, and you sharing people, and all of a sudden a blessing overtakes you. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were in the right place at the right time and in the right standing with God. You are exercising your kingdom authority. Come on, somebody. So therefore now, the blessings are going to chase you so you can finish your course. Amen.
We have to really realize and recognize what kind of authority that we have. That's the whole thing, you know, us realize. Understanding the authority that we have, I love the other part of the scripture where it tells us what to think, you know, what to think on. Whatever is true, noble, right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's what it says. And it says, whatever you have learned or received or heard of me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace. Yeah, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, will be with you. And so it doesn't matter what we go through. When our minds are thinking on the things of God, when our minds are thinking that, okay, I'm at peace with this, you know, just like you said, it can be a lot going on around us, but we can walk in peace, you know, because why? Because the Holy Spirit blankets us with his peace. He blankets us with his peace. And then when he blankets us with his peace, it doesn't matter what happens. That is an amazing place to be. You know what? I mean, I've had days just recently where I said, you know what, God? I done did all I can do. My hands are raised. I'm surrendered to you, not the enemy, to you, God. You know, my hands are raised. I done did what I was supposed to do. I'm walking in obedience. I've spoken what you told me to speak. I've made sure that, you know, all the ducks were in a row. Now you do what you want to do with this. I'm going to sleep.
I like that.
So, you know, and so when we get to that place of being able to trust God with every single thing, I mean everything from the smallest to the largest, it's amazing that the peace that he gives us. And a lot, you know, a lot of us, we talk about peace, but have we really, can we really say that we walk in peace when we're about to lose our homes? Can we really say that we're walking in peace when we're about to be in the dark with no water? Can we really say that we're walking in peace when we got nothing in the refrigerator, not even a slice of bread? You know what I mean? But it's amazing how the peace of God just overshadows us, you know. And when we begin to trust God, I mean, trust him with every ounce of our being, he just shows up and he just shows how big of a God that he is, because nothing, we end up lacking nothing. You know, when we say, God, I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know what I can't do this by myself, but I know you can.
I don't have this,
but I know you got it, and I know if you got it, I got it because I'm yours, and I know I've been walking in obedience, and so I need to take care of this, God. Okay, so you told me do this, do that, and I've done it. Now I'm done. You do you, God. You know, and then I'm telling you, he just overshadows us with peace like no others. You know, people look at me sometimes and they'd be like, you know, they know what's going on. Some of them, not everybody, but especially my family, and they'd be like, whoa, you know, Mom, you all right? I'm good. you know why? Because I have laid it at the Father's feet. I have given it all to him. And so I know the struggle. You know, the struggle is real. Yes, it is. But God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, with the power. We have the power of Jesus Christ operating in us and through us. His Son lives in us. His Holy Spirit lives in us. And when we start commanding our day, commanding our thoughts, commanding whatever it is that we face to fall subject to Jesus Christ, to fall under the authority of Jesus Christ and the authority that Christ has given us, we can walk in that peace. We can walk in that peace, but we have to speak that peace. We have to speak it into existence, and not only speak it, but believe it. We can speak a whole lot of stuff, but do we believe it? Are we believing what we're speaking?
Yes.
You know, are we really believing what we're speaking, or are we just speaking it because we get a whole lot of likes, you know, we got a whole lot of followers, or are we just speaking it because it sounds good in front of the church? Or are we just speaking it because it sounds good in front of the cameras? You know, are we speaking it and believing it at the same time? That's the difference. Speak it, but also believe it. Claim it, also declare it. Decree it and declare
Amen.
It that by faith it's already done. Amen.
Amen. I like that. By faith, it's already done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. By faith. That's a mouthful. Well, you know what? I should say prophetess, sorry. Prophetess, that's a mouthful. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because you said that people know your struggles, and some people that know your struggles. Are you all right? Yes, I'm all right. And you might wonder why I'm all right, but I have laid it at the Master's feet. I have done all that I can. I did all my walk. I did all my praying. I did all my fasting. And now, listen, I'm waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm now waiting for God to move. See, I'm not going to get impatient. Sometimes I do. I can't lie, real talk. But the Holy Spirit has to reel me in.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to check me.
True.
And tell
That's
me,
true.
Behave, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Behave. Slow it down. Come on. You know what is right. So all you have to do is say, you know what is right. And I get in line. I love how we should live. We should live. Yes, anxiety gonna come. Don't get it twisted. Anxiety gonna come. Depression might come. Depression might come. We live in this real world, but we don't have to allow it to dominate us. We have kingdom. See, it's important again, as you said, lovely. It's kingdom authority. We have to know the difference. Kingdom authority. And we have to exercise it.
Right.
We really do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if anybody wants to say anything. If Lovey has anything else to say, or, you know, I see a few people right here on the line. If you want to say anything, you can press one. And if you don't have anything to say, we'll continue and we'll, if you need prayer, if you have any questions, truly, before you leave, just know who you are, and you are a child of the King. You are ambassadors, as Prophetess just said, and you have kingdom authority, and you just have to utilize it and use it. See,
Amen.
That's just like having a cancer, and you have what it takes to be healed and to be delivered. You got the pills, the miracle pill, or a pill to help you, and you're not using it. Sometimes that's
mm-hmm.
what we do with what we have. We have
mm-hmm.
these gifts and these tools to be used to just bring us up and out, but we stay depressed and we stay bound down. I just want you to understand and know that you have what it takes to make it. You have what it takes to put the devil at bay. He has no authority, only what you give him. I realize that. You know, sometimes when I'm going through and any spirit like lust or stuff, I get up and say, listen, lust don't live here.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
I don't know where you just think that you're blowing through here, but
mm-hmm.
lust don't live here.
Right.
So I just get up and say that. We don't play that, okay? And if I hear any strange things, so you know, when you are delivered to this, you be hearing the devil just say, I said, I ain't got time for this foolishness. I teach you, I'm going to sleep. I ain't got time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I got to work in the morning.
Yeah. Right.
Authority.
Kingdom authority.
Amen.
Yes.
Is that it, Lovely?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is it. No,
right,
I don't have anything else, Lovely.
All right. Well, anybody that's not saved, you want to bring them to Jesus, this is open. If you're saved, just remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lovely, I don't know if you want to pray us out.
Okay, I can pray us out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you recognize us as the apple of your eye. We thank you that you look at us as your children. We are your sons and your daughters. We just thank you, Father God, for the authority that you have, the kingdom authority that you have given
us,
Father God, to operate in the earth in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you, Father, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for watching over the airwaves. We thank you for the word that has gone forth, Father, and I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that those are on the line, Father God, will begin to speak your word, that they will begin to just declare your word, that they will just begin to know that they are wrapped in the blanket of peace, your name, is Jehovah Shalom.
Hallelujah.
And you are our
Hallelujah.
Peace. You are our peace
Hallelujah.
Through every storm. You are our peace through every God knows. You are our peace through every dry spell. You are our peace, Father God. Whatever it is that we go through in this life, God, we thank you that you are our
Hallelujah.
Peace, Father God. And we decree and declare that our minds are transformed, Father God, by your word, that our thoughts are your kind of thoughts, Father God, thinking your way, Father. In the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Father God, that we're thinking, Father God, on good things, on positive things, Father
Hallelujah.
God, that we're
Hallelujah.
Thinking, Father God, on the things that pleases you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God, for the people that are on the line, Lord God. I pray that you bless them abundantly, Father God. I pray, Father, if they stand in need, Father God, whatever they stand in need of, we thank you that it's already done, Lord God. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and we just praise you, Father. You're such a holy God. You're such an awesome God. You're such a marvelous God. And we just exalt
Hallelujah.
You on today, God. So we just give you glory, honor, and we give you praise. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you
Hallelujah.
For the gift of the Holy Spirit that is active and operating in us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we take charge over our mind. We take take charge over our mouths, over the words that we speak, Father, in the name of Jesus. That as we speak those words, Father God, that it would land on good fertile soil, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you, and we said thank you for loving us. We said thank you for keeping us. We said thank you for saving us. We said thank you for washing us clean, for making us whole,
yes,
for delivering us, for strengthening us, for guiding us. Oh, we just thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We just bless your name, Father. You are so worthy to be praised, God. You are so worthy to be praised,
Hallelujah.
God. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that those who will begin to start coming back and listening, Father God, to the show, Father God, that they will be healed,
yes.
that they will be restored, Father, in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, that they will be set free from the bondage of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for souls right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who have backslid, Father, that they will come back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those whose hearts are hardened, that it will become unhardened in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, for them returning to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, show us how to love them the way that you love us. Show us how to receive them, Father God, the way you receive us, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. God, we give you honor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We give
Amen.
God praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. He's so awesome.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, glory.
Yeah, we thank
Amen.
Those who are on the line right now for joining us, me and Prophetess and Pastor Lakeisha. We just appreciate you. And if you need us, you inbox us, and we'll pray for you. We're here for you. God bless you. Prophet Roz, I'm giving you a shout out because I see you're on here. Praise God. Thank you so much for your support.
Amen.
And whoever else is on here, I thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes.
And I hope that you'll join us again on Tuesday. And lovely, do you want anything to be advertised right now? I'm giving you the opportunity.
No, lovely. We can just take care of that at another time. But we'll keep everybody posted. And one thing we do want to keep them posted on is the conference that's coming up in March where you will be.
Yes.
And so we're excited about that. We're going to put some more flyers out there, some more posts
that's
out there.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to put it on my page. I'm going to put it on my – I was waiting for close to time, but I'm going to put it out there so people can – amen. I'm excited.
Yes, yes. Hey, I am too. And I do want to tell everybody that, you know, whoever is going to be staying at hotels, we do have a special rate. But they will need to get registered by March 1st because that is the last day of the special rate. And anyone who just can't register all at one time, I don't want them to feel like that they have to hold back. Please inbox me so we can make some arrangements. The whole point is that for you guys to be there where God is commanding. He is commanding the blessing. We need to be there. And so I'll be posting that flyer, and I'll make sure you get it. It's at the Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn, where we were last year, is at the same place. Holiday Inn, Killeen's, Fort Hood, Texas. Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. I'm excited.
Amen.
And we'll see you next week, Thursday. Same place. Okay?
Amen.
Peace
we
out.
Love you guys.
And we love
Amen.
You. Real talk. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen.